Hello, can I help you?
Oh, I called the wrong number. I'm sorry.
All right, just to let you know, sir, I'm calling the police right now.
It was an accident.
Have a wonderful day.
No, come on, it was an accident.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us stupid cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Six, five, four, three, two, we have ignition.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6.
The mouth.
Okay. First on our list this afternoon, we have customer service job being offered. Professional Service Machines is currently interviewing customer service call center reps. For openings in the area, you have to have at least a year of customer service experience preferred. Interested candidates are encouraged to contact them. Or come to the office. Okay. Why not? Got some trail mix. Yeah. Trail mix, I love it. It's got berries in it. It's delicious. All right, well, here we are. It is July 23rd. And I'm already calling people. Already. Already on it. See if I dial it right. Only one way to find out. And it's just sitting here like a motherfucker. Thank you very much. Let's try it again.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
All right, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay. I'm looking here in the newspaper. You got some positions for customer service. Did you fill those?
I can go ahead and transfer you back to recruiter's voicemail if you'd like. They're all at lunch right now, though.
Where are they at?
They all go to lunch between 11:30 and 12:45.
Where do they go usually? Maybe I can meet them.
I have no idea. They don't tell me where they're going to lunch. I'm stuck here.
Do you like Chipotle?
Yes, I do.
You want me to bring you some Chipotle?
No, that's okay.
For real, I'll bring you some. I'll get you a burrito bowl. They don't have a lot. They're gluten free. They don't have a lot of calories.
So I don't know if you want somebody's voicemail or if you wanted to call back then.
So you think maybe in 30 minutes?
I'm sorry?
Do you think maybe like in 30 minutes?
No, they don't get back until about 12:45.
Do you have one of those boards where they move their dot to say they're at lunch when they go to lunch?
Do we have any what to say that?
Do you have like this board on the wall? And then when I go to lunch, if I'm working there, you take your dot from in the office and you move it to at lunch and you go. And when you come back, you have to move it.
Well, we have one, but they don't really use it for lunch. They usually only do it when they're out of the office completely.
Oh, that's cool. You do that there?
Yeah.
Oh, do you do it?
I do it. Yeah, sometimes, or the recruiters do it.
That's really cool. That's a great system you got there. I'm noticing that. Hey, I'm going to call back like around 12:30, all right, honey?
All right, sounds good.
All right, my name's Eddie. It was good to meet you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to choke. Usually not a good thing to chew food while you're calling about a job. So in that case, since she's just a receptionist, we're okay. Oh, here's my drink. I had the wrong one. All right. We're going to put a CB on that here, on the paper. Give her a call back. 12:30. Okay. Here's one. Well, Can You Dig It is back. That's the Rambo story one that I had. You're still looking. We can give him a call. But before that, here's a janitorial job. Cleaning person needed for an office building. 3 to 5 nights a week, starting at 5 p.m. They have several locations available, and you must have transportation experience and pass a background check. Sounds cool, man. Just give them a call. See what the what for is on a job machine over there to clean the toilets, guys. You knew I was going to take it there. I love toilets, man. Toilet. Still thought about the word toilet. This is naughty. That's why I say it so much. It's fun. They sound fun, too. They sound so refreshing. Using a toilet is so refreshing. Nice, clean, white toilet. I want to get a black toilet. That'd be awesome. I bet you Jay-Z has like a black marble toilet. That's awesome. Black marble toilet.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message.
God damn it, man. God damn it, man. Dun, 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 dun. No answer. Perhaps everyone is at lunch because they're stupid and not wanted to cooperate with the evil prank caller from the newspaper. Here's a job for a road mechanic. Let's see what happens there. Immediate opening for a road mechanic. You need excavation and paving experience. Hey, how you doing there, boy? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, boy, I was calling because I'm looking here for a construction job for a road mechanic. I've got a lot of experience. Can I talk to someone there, little lady?
Okay, hang on 1 second.
All right, honey. And we're waiting. Hey, how you doing there, lady?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm just having a little bit of breakfast.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
I'm having a little bit of breakfast, but I'm good.
Sir, you're cutting out.
Hey, you hear me?
Just barely.
What about now, damn it?
That's better.
Goddamn phone, right?
Yep.
Okay, I see you have an immediate opening for a road mechanic.
Yes, you're more than welcome to come in and put in an application.
Well, yeah, I know that. I understand that, but it said I could call if I had questions. Am I okay?
What type of questions did you have?
Well, it was just from nighttime work or daytime work?
Daytime work.
Okay. And is there any overtime?
I can't answer that question. It's all based on what we have available at the moment.
Oh, okay. Is there a man I can talk to?
No, there's not. He's out of the office right now.
Oh, because, you know, you're a woman. You understand. It's men's work, so you might not know all the details about it. When will the man be back?
Probably in about 2 hours.
All right. What's his name?
His name is Rick.
Are you the wife?
I'm sorry?
Are you the wife?
No, I'm not.
You like Rick?
Yes, I do.
You ever drink with him?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not going to answer any more of your questions.
Did you drink at the holiday party with him?
You have a lovely day. Thank you.
Did you kiss Rick? Yay.
Thank you for calling Excavation and Paving. If you know your party's extension, please press it now. Rick 1, Sherry 7, please hold a moment.
Let's see if he's really gone.
Hello, you reached a voicemail box, Rick. I am unable to take your call at this
time. I guess he is out of the office. Damn it. Let me call again, see if I can get her back. Hey, is that Rick?
Pardon me?
Is that Rick? How you doing, boy?
No, this is Rodney. How can I help you?
Oh, Rodney. Okay. That's a boy's name? All right.
Yeah.
Is Rick there? I'm trying to call Big Dick Rick. He's a friend of mine.
No. He's at lunch. But
this is going to be like 2 hours. Boy, he eats a lot, huh? He was like a horse, that guy.
Okay. Can I take your name and I'll give him your name?
Yeah, well, you got my number there on the ID. This is a new phone. I don't deal with that shit. I don't call myself, you know what I mean?
Okay, and your name is?
This is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay, last name?
Cross.
Eddie Groff.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie.
Yeah, how you been, Rodney? You doing good?
Yeah. What's your phone number?
You got it there on the ID. I don't know the phone number. It's a new goddamn phone, you know?
Oh, I see.
Hey, who's that one chick that answers the phone there?
Can I ask what you're calling in regard to?
I've got to talk to my buddy, Rick.
Okay, well, I'll have him give you a call if you give me a phone number.
All right. Well, who's that one chick that answered the phone there earlier I was talking about?
Okay, look, I'll let Rick know that you had called. If you give me a phone number, he'll call you back.
Listen, boy, I'm asking you a question now. Who's that one chick over there that answers the phone that I was talking to before? You got hearing problems? I ask you a question. God damn it. I don't need to hear about giving him a phone number. I don't want to answer. I get so mad sometimes, man. Because bullshit. He doesn't hear my question. I keep asking him what I need. Stupid. And put CB there. Call back, see if we can talk to Rick the Dick. Let me write that down, that name, Rick. I said, boy, that guy sure can eat. He sure can't put it down, everybody. All right. $20 plus an hour, full and part-time. Local distributor for international manufacturer machines, now expanding and has openings in customer relations department. No experience required. International manufacturer, huh? They offer no layoffs, complete training. How do you offer no layoffs? How can you offer no layoffs? Whatever. We swear we will never lay off. We will never go out of business. Who's going to hold them accountable for no layoffs when they fucking go out of business? Who the fuck are they to say that? All applicants must be neat in appearance. Oh, boy. We're shaking high up on the tree for this one. They actually had to put that in here in the ad. Hey, don't come like a slob. We've been having problems now with people answering in the ad, coming in cut off t-shirts and torn jeans. So let's at least try to get them down here in a pair of Dickies or something. Must be neat in appearance. Shit, you can be in a t-shirt and still be neat in appearance. What the fuck? How are they going to offer $20 an hour? Like, the people they're going for have to be reminded, don't come in dressing like a Mexican. I just finished a hard day of landscaping in the Florida sun. I'm not saying a Mexican, anything derogatory, I'm just saying. They work hard, they sweat, man. Those are some hardworking people. And they're just trying to get by. Hillock, if you're calling me on Skype, you're calling the wrong one.
Thank you for calling. It's Tom. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm pretty good, lady. I see here you've got customer relations.
Yeah, you're talking about the ad in the paper?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me transfer you to that department.
All right, damn it. Oh, come on. We call him back, give that guy shit for taking too long.
Thank you for calling. This is Christina.
Yeah, listen, Christina. Now, I'm calling about that job. There was some.
Oh,
boy.
Okay. Wonderful. Hang on one second for
me.
Hey,
I want to explain something.
Okay. Hang on one second for me.
Can I explain something first? Damn it. Hello? Jesus Christ. That's what we'll just have to wait. Hello?
Hello, you calling about the ad?
Yeah, what's going on? Why do you do that, man?
What are you talking about?
I was trying to talk to you on the phone. You hung up the phone when you picked up, and this other woman won't let me explain myself.
Oh, I couldn't understand. Are you calling about the ad?
Yeah, well, yeah. How you doing, big guy? How are you, man?
What's that?
How you doing, big guy? I'm just having a little bit of lunch right now.
Oh, good for you, man. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And are you looking for full-time or part-time?
Well, it depends. What are the hours?
The hours are, that I don't know. They'll go over that with you in the briefing.
So what do you do there? Are you a receptionist?
Yeah, pretty much. I set up the appointments.
Oh, wow. You're an appointment setter?
That's right, man. That's right. I tell you what, buddy. I don't think this is going to be for you.
Yeah, man. Hey, I order you to take my information. I command you.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a great day.
Hey, I can get you in big trouble if you don't take my information.
Well, what do I need your information for if I don't think it's a fit?
You still have to take my information. It's in, I know my rights, son of a bitch.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah, it's a little bit of a hostile thing, so I probably won't take your information.
God damn
it. Have a great day.
I'm going to choke your balls off. Asshole. Choke his balls off. All right, we're calling him back.
Can I help you?
Yeah, is this the guy I was just talking to about job?
Yeah, the one you were swearing at? Absolutely.
No, I've never called before.
Excuse me?
I've never called, talked to you before.
Oh, you didn't? You weren't the guy that was just swearing?
No, I don't swear. I go to church.
Oh, gotcha. Different guy. Well, how can I help you?
I see you got this goddamn job in here.
I tell you what, bud. Next phone call, if you call back here, will be to the police for harassment, so I highly recommend you don't do it.
I don't give you permission to do that.
It doesn't matter what you give permission for.
I command you to retract that statement.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you retract it, so I can't call again. You said absolutely. You agree with me.
No, I wouldn't call here again, or next time it's going to be police station for harassment.
If you
have
call,
a wonderful day.
If you call and it's the third time, nothing's going to happen. Oh, God.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, I called the wrong number. I'm sorry.
All right, just to let you know, sir, I'm calling the police right now.
It was an accident.
Have a wonderful day.
No, come on, it was an accident. Calling the police. That was interesting. All right, here's auto sales local office calling all retired auto sales managers and FBI professionals. What? Okay, that's a weird mix. Looking for something to keep you busy this summer? Want a flexible part-time position with unlimited earning potential? Then look no further. Auto dealer liaison needed. A liaison, huh? What are you doing? How are you a liaison? I don't sell the cars. I'm the liaison. Jeez, what kind of bullshit is that? Are you like the greeter at Walmart? I think that's what it is. You end up like the greeter at Walmart. That's a good job for Dark Stranger. Dark Stranger, you should be a greeter at Walmart. That's a good idea. I think that would be a good fit for you. Try it. Try it. Let me know how it goes, bro. I misdialed this, so I have to try again here. I think I got it. There we go.
Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, see, you got, I'm sorry, I'm just having a little bit of lunch. It says it's for an auto dealer liaison needed.
Hello? Okay,
what are you
I'm sorry?
Are you the pretty little receptionist, or are you in the hiring?
No, I'm just one of the sales agents.
What's up, girl? How are you?
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak to someone about auto dealer liaison?
Yep. Bear with me just one moment.
All right, honey.
Okay, thank you so much for holding. He's on the other line right now. Can I take a message and have him give you a call back?
How long do you think it'll be?
Probably around... I'm not really sure. Maybe later today.
Mm-hmm. I'm Eddie. What's his name?
His name is Frank.
Did he go to lunch yet, or has he gone to lunch already?
I'm not sure when he's going to go, but I can go ahead and take your information down and go ahead and send that over to him.
Yeah, maybe I can, like, if you tell me where he goes to lunch, I'm going to call back, you tell me where he goes to lunch, and then I'll go there and talk to him, right?
Okay. Yep. Just stay with me for a moment, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to go ahead and send you over to him, okay?
All right, sexy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's Frank speaking. How can I help you?
Big Frank. How you doing there, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm just having a little bit of lunch reading the Sunday paper.
Oh, good for you.
It says auto dealer liaison needed.
I lost you there.
Auto dealer liaison.
Liaison, yes.
And what do I do? Do I?
What's going on?
Am I like the greeter at Walmart for the dealer?
I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, why? Maybe because I'm eating?
No, your phone is breaking up. A lot of static in there.
Was that better yet or no?
You're going in and out. What number you have? Maybe I can give you a buzz right back.
I'll give you a call because I don't like, you know, you're an insurance salesman and you're not to be trusted, you know?
Oh, well, I got you right here. I'll give you a buzz right back.
All right, hurry up. All right, I'll wait on him. Asshole got the number out. Where do I answer this here? Okay. Hey, boy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, boy?
Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie what?
Eddie Cross.
K-R-A-U-S-E?
C-R-O-S-S, please.
Cross, you got it. How can I help you, Ed?
Hey, man, so it's Eddie, not Ed.
How can I help you, Edward?
Eddie. Now you're doing
How
that
can I help you?
Now you do that on purpose, huh? Because you did it twice.
You?
Why'd you say
How
Edward?
Can I help you, Eddie?
You're being very nasty. You were very nasty there. I know what you were doing. I'm not stupid. I'm not a stupid, all right? When I asked you not to call me Ed, because that's not what people call me, you said Edward on purpose.
No, I said Eddie.
I'm not an Edward. It doesn't say Edward. My parents named me Eddie. E-D-D-I.
You got it, Eddie. How can I help you?
Obviously, you can't because you're a rude, nasty person. What do? You sell things? Is that you're down to that level?
No, we actually make prank phone calls all day. That's what we do here.
Mm. You're down.
Hey, Eddie, do me a favor.
What?
Don't call this number anymore, okay?
Or?
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Or what?
Take care.
Mm-hmm. That's a threat. Everyone make sure to give Eddie, give him a call. We'll be posting that number in the Madhouse chat room here in just a few minutes. Please remind me if I forget. I'm going to circle that, put a P on it for post. Asshole. He knows what he did. I'm not stupid. Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right. He called me. Corrupt. He called me. He said, don't call this number again. And he's the one that called me, right? Son of a bitch. Little bastard.
Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Hey, Jamie. This is Eddie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I was just talking to that Frank.
Uh-huh.
Do you know he made fun of my name on purpose? And he said that my kind of people aren't allowed to call him or talk to him on the phone or go there, he said.
Okay.
Can you pass a message on to Frank?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm sorry, did you want me to transfer you back over to him?
No, I want you to copy down a message and deliver to Frank, please.
Okay.
Line one, are you going to write it down?
Yes.
All right, line one, Frank, comma.
Okay.
Line two, you're the one that called me, not the other way around.
Okay.
Line three, love, comma. Last line, Eddie Cross. E-D-D-I-C-R-O-S-S. And I want two underlines under my first name. Because that's how you say my name and that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
And he made fun of it.
All right, I'm sorry about that. And did you want to go ahead and speak with him again?
And do P.S. under it.
Mm-hmm.
God, Jesus forgave, and I will forgive too.
Okay.
And that's it. Just please give that to him and keep that confidential, all right? I don't want anyone else there talking about it.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, honey.
I'll let him know.
All right, bye, honey.
All right, bye. Okay,
thank you. All right, there you go. I wonder if she does the two underlines underneath it. All right. Did we do the cleaning person? I don't think they answered, right? Yeah. All right. It's not 12:30 yet, so we can't call those other ones back. I do have another job here circled. Anticipated high school assistant principal. 260 days a year available immediately. Mathematics background preferred. High school experience preferred. And it says you may contact Human Resources Department at and their phone number. So let's give them a call. That's right. Assistant principal.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Son of a bitch. All right. Maybe I misdialed it. I'll be honest. I do that a lot.
The number you dialed.
Stupid. Gotta pay those phone bills at the schools, man. All right, we got a science charter school accepting apps for a PA certified special education teacher and for a teacher's aide. You're required to have an associate's degree or equivalent and should send a letter of interest, resume, and clearances to Dr. Moran. All right, let's call Dr. Moron. Well, I don't know if this is a phone number or a fax number. It doesn't say. So, let's see. This might be a fax number. It says invalid phone number. Come on, man. Come on, Carlos. Get on it, man. Dial this shit's right.
Charter school, this is Mr. Hess. How can I help you?
I'm trying to speak to Dr. Moron.
Dr. Moran is not available at the moment. Can I take a message or transfer you to his voicemail?
When will he be available there, big guy?
I would expect him later this afternoon.
Yeah, what's he doing? Is he at lunch?
I'm sorry?
Is he at lunch?
I can't really say. I just know that he's not available at the moment.
He can eat a lot of food, that guy, man. He eats a lot of food. I invited him over to a holiday party, and he ate half the pot roast.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he can put it. You see it. You see how he is. He can put it down. Me and him go way back. Mm-hmm. Way back. I used to tell him about his socks. He had these nice socks he used to wear. And he let me wear a pair of his one day. I used to like to put my shoes on in the car before I go to work. You know, I would just walk out. I put my shoes on in at the parking lot. You know, when I got to where I had to go, and I packed the shoes and I didn't pack socks. And he took his own socks off and put them. He let me put them on.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
It's a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do there? Are you a math teacher?
I am the assistant principal.
Oh, do you have a math background?
Do I personally? I have an elementary background.
Oh, okay. So, like, if I had to ask you, like, if a train leaves Pittsburgh going 30 miles an hour and another one left Arizona going 50 miles an hour, like, where would they meet? Do you know how to do that?
I could probably figure it out.
Where? Do it real quick.
Well, I would need to know the distance between the distances involved.
Oh, let's say 300 miles. Let's say 300 miles. I'm going to do it with you. Hang on. 300 miles distance between the two, okay? And then train A leaves point A going 30 miles an hour at a constant speed. And then train B leaves point B going 40 miles an hour. Okay? And then let's see here. MPH. And the distance between A and B is 300 miles. So how do we do that? I don't know the formula. Is there a special formula for it? Do I need a graphing calculator?
Probably you could just do it with a formula.
Oh, man.
I am not sure right at this moment.
Oh, wow.
And I'm kind of in the middle of something that I don't exactly have the moment to figure this out right now.
Oh, wow, man. If I don't pass this. Oh, man. Like, I'm taking the test now and the teacher stepped out of the room, so I'm at the community college. So if he comes back in and I'm on the phone, I'm in big trouble, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you can help me out do this in the next few minutes, I would appreciate it so much.
If you're taking the test, I really shouldn't be helping you with that.
I've got Bluetooth on. He doesn't know. He's senile. He's outside.
But that would be unethical.
Everyone already left the classroom. I'm the last one. And he, like, left and he said, I have 10 minutes left. He was going to go check something in his office and come back.
It would be unethical for me to help you if you're taking a test because you're being assessed on your ability to do the work, not mine.
But I'm not going to tell anyone. Come on, man. Please.
It's not honest enough. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to do that.
Please, come on. Come on, man.
It goes against everything that I believe in.
I'll give you a massage. I'll give you a back rub.
There is nothing that will motivate me to help you on this, not in a testing situation.
You want to kiss my wife? I'll let you kiss my wife.
I'm sorry. There's no way that I can assist you with this at this time.
You want to kiss me?
I really cannot assist you with this at this time.
You can kiss me. All right. I won't tell anyone.
I am not going to assist you in this, not during a testing condition. It's unethical, and I will not do it.
Okay. I admire your ethics.
It's what I have, and it's what I live by.
That's the code of an assistant principal.
Well, it's been my code my whole life. I want to do the right thing, you know, and if I can support somebody and they need supported, you know, I would do that, but not in, not when, you know, not during this type of a situation.
All right. Oh, he's coming. I got to go.
All right.
All right, bye. Shit. Damn. I told him he could kiss me, even. I think he wanted to kiss me. He kind of thought about it for a second there when I said that one. HP Lovecraft in the chat room says he thinks that guy may have been a little light in the loafers. Yeah, me thinks so too. Very good, sir. You got a point. Shit. It would be unethical, guys. Unethical. I don't know. Maybe I'm done. How long did I do? What did I do? 45 minutes? I did 56 minutes. All right. I don't know. I don't know if I want to do no more. You know, I don't want to do no more. I said from the beginning it'd be a short thing. I'm going to read my book a little bit before I go to sleep. Because I got to be at work at 11 o'clock at night. Well, I got to be at work at 11:30. I'm out of numbers on the front page. And I don't feel like waiting for that first number that we called. I don't feel like waiting for that guy to come back. Okay, I'm done. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging out with me for an hour. Just shy of an hour. I appreciate it. Those who did listen, I'll put this on a podcast as soon as possible. Hopefully, maybe I can catch that up this week here. All right, I'll be back on live on Thursday. Until then, I'm going to leave you guys to the rotations of your respective prank call internet radio stations. Thank you, and have a good day.